Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Okay, Brigitte, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we're waiting for our host, Mark, but I'm not sure where he's at, so Brigitte, take it away.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show on this auspicious day of 8-8-2017. And, you know, and I just added it up, 8-8-2017, when you add up all the numbers, it adds up to number 8 again, too. So we definitely have that vibration of 8 today, which is as above, so below. Usually Mark Rawson does the opening. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's okay. And he does all of the announcements of, like, what website to go to for what. So bear with me. I'm usually not really that great in it because part of me is already a little out of body. But we have Mike Snyder also on part of this radio show. He's playing the music. He's channeling the celestial vibrations of love and light. So the music that he's going to play for all of you. And you can also go to his website and check out what he has to offer. A lot of the events that Mike and I are doing are recorded. And we're doing them in Clinton, but because we know a lot of people can't be in Clinton because you're physically somewhere else, you can certainly go to Mike's website at mikesnydercc.com. That's mikesnydercc.com. And there are many different beautiful pieces of music to download.
Hello, were you calling with a question or just listening to the show? Hello?
Good form. Well, let me just finish, Mark. Let me just finish. And you can certainly get support from me over the phone if you're not living in Clinton, or physically if you are close to Clinton, you can come to the Light Center that I have there. And you can join us there for events too. And we are going to start to be traveling more and more around too. So stay tuned for the other locations we might be coming to. And now I think Mark is on the phone. Is part of this now, Mark? Did you join us?
No, I do not see him on there. I thought I did, but nobody's there.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. We just continue with the flow. These are the times of letting go of control and just going with the flow, you know. Don't try to hang on and attach yourself to anything the way it was in the past. Right now, it's about freelancing, the free fall, the going without structure and script if necessary, and see where it takes us. Around 9 o'clock, and I'm not sure if it's going to work out because usually Mark is handling that part, but we might be able to take callers, so just stay tuned. It's not going to be right now, but at 9 o'clock, you can call in. Mike, do you happen to have the number available by any chance?
Yes, I do. Hang on a second. It's 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
But that won't be until around 9 o'clock, and then we offer mini sessions. And usually what we find is with the questions that you ask on the radio show, that they are going to help everybody who's listening to the show too. So if you want, you can call in then. Don't call in now, because there's still too much going to happen between now and 9 o'clock. And I feel the presence of the masters already very strongly here. So I'm going to actually, before we even do the opening, Saint Germain wants to talk to all of you directly, and then we will have the opening piece that Mike is going to play, and Mike Saint Germain will give you the nudging when that's going to be, and then he will continue taking you on a journey, because after all, today is what's known as a Lion's Gate. It is that time where the Earth is aligning itself with the Sun and the star Sirius, and there's a lot of galactic energies coming down. And I'm sure you've heard so much about it, you know, what's the significance, how does it affect me? But like all of these days, the idea is to release further what is hindering your connection with your spiritual self. And so I get the sense that Saint Germain wants to talk with you about it right now, to already give you a little bit more of an idea of what it is that you're dealing with right now. And then Mike will do a piece of music that is going to reinforce the energy vibrations that you're going to be receiving this evening, or even when you listen to the recording, you're going to feel that. And then we'll go from there. Then Saint Germain, once that piece of music is done, will continue with whatever he's going to bring through to you. So it's a little different format. I'm just hearing the master saying it now, so just flow with it. For those of you who know previous radio shows, it's been a little different. And also know, even though Mark might not be here for the Diksha, I hear the masters and angels saying they've lined up, you're going to receive an energy attunement regardless during the longer music piece from Mike. So just be aware that you're going to get fine-tuned to help you with these frequencies that are coming down right now. So that is going to happen regardless. And I will now step aside, because Saint Germain really wants to talk to you directly. Mike, is there anything you want to say right now or share or add?
No, I'm just going to switch over so we get the piano sound now, and I'll start playing.
Yeah, get it ready. Well, just wait until Saint Germain gives you the signal, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to step aside, and I'm going to just let Saint Germain take over at this point. I'm going to be his voice, and for those of you who don't know Saint Germain, he's a master who's focusing very much on assisting us in the transformational process that we're going through right now, shifting from one consciousness level to the next. So I'm going to let him do the talking now. So just enjoy whatever he has to say. Greetings, my dear friends, fellow light workers. These are truly, truly important times. And we, members of the Hierarchy of Light, understand that these times can be very, very uncomfortable for you. Everything that you know to be your truth, not even your truth, but everything that you know to be your safety net, so to speak, or that you know to be that what you're familiar with right now, is getting churned up, is getting switched around. And this is not to challenge you. This, all of this is not happening to frighten you or to make you feel less or to make you feel like you're descending into the darkness. Quite on the contrary. The darkness is being redefined for you as a fertile womb that gives birth to the new consciousness. But for that to happen, you have to take a look at that, what you're most afraid of, or those belief systems that you've outlived that no longer serve you. So everything that is happening right now and will increasingly happen in the next few weeks is a planetary alignment that wants to support you in the process of expansion. So even so it seems to you that everything gets tighter, or that contraction is taking place instead of expansion, that is the illusion to break. What is taking place is a little bit of a battle between your human self and your spiritual self. And this battle is taking place because your human self is afraid to let go, is afraid to release the old, release anything that no longer serves you, because it's familiar, it's what you know, it's what gave you a sense of security. Now the phase you're entering, there is no such thing as security. There is no such thing as a definite yes or no. It is truly the path of the blindfolded mystic that is willing to walk without knowing what tomorrow holds, in a place of total trust and faith that you shall be provided for. What is happening to many of you is what feels like being uprooted, being torn out of a place of comfort or safety, and floating for a while, truly not knowing which direction you're going to go in, or which way is going to be presented to you as a choice. So you cannot even make a choice, because the path that needs to unveil itself to you to make a choice has not unveiled itself to you as of now. And so this asks you a very different level of letting go of control. It is forcing you to truly allow yourself to float, to be rootless, to be in free fall, to let yourself be taken to an unknown place that you have no idea how it's going to look like, or how it's going to feel like, or if it's going to be what you desire or not desire. This is what's called a transition time, when one consciousness is being released and the birth is given to a new consciousness. There is that in-between time. It is a very important and crucial time. It is a time for you to evaluate and reevaluate your true heart. What is going on truly within yourself? To listen to that inner voice that speaks to you and guides you and directs you to not move until it's time to move, to not act until it's time to act, and most importantly, to be willing to be without a choice, to be willing to be empty. This is a phase of emptying. And whenever you have an alignment, such as today on August 8th, when you align yourself not only with the sun of the solar system, but with a star that holds as a transceiver all these galactic frequencies of love and light within its heart, ready to give it forward to you, it asks of you to be empty so that you can receive the touch of your galactic spiritual self, to allow yourself to be touched, to allow yourself to slow down enough to be touched by spirit. The eight is spirit touching your human self. The eight is infinity, because at the moment of the touch of spirit, you realize that you're far more than your physical self. You understand beyond a doubt that you are part of Source Creator, all that is. You are part of everything. You're expanding into the knowing that you are one with every human. You are one with every tree, every flower, every mountain, every animal, every ocean, every living being on this planet. You are one with every planet in the solar system. You are one with every solar system, you're one with every galaxy, you're one with every universe. Your heartbeat is not just your heartbeat. You have the heartbeat of all that is. This is a very sacred time. And all of this is preparing you for the solar eclipse that is asking you, when it takes place here over America, a full solar eclipse, it asks you to be willing to be cradled in the knowing that within the darkness there is the light, and the light comes from your own inner self. It is always there. And regardless whether you can see the sun outside of you or not, the sun within you, within your heart, is always there. You are a beautiful, divine being of love and light. What does divine mean? That you're part of everything, that you're a sacred child of something greater. And at a time such as now, such as the landscape, it does take courage. The line depicts courage. It depicts the courage to be free, to be who you are, to be not what someone wants you to be what you feel within your light, within your divine essence, your true you is. There have been so many labels that have been put on you, ways you have to be, you should be, you shouldn't be. There have been so many restrictions created to form you into that what appears to be the safe human. But this is the time to let go of all of your safety pins that have kept you in place and step out and spread your wings and allow yourself, without knowing what the destination is, for the currents to pick you up and to take you where you need to be. And so before we play the opening piece of music, I want you to close your eyes and to become very much aware, and Serapis Bey has talked many times to you about this already, to become very much aware of this radiant light that is within your own self. And this starlight, because you are a star yourself, this starlight is connected to the sun of the solar system, and the beautiful star Sirius. Some see it as a blue star. Blue is the ray that connects with the first ray of the seven rays. It is about surrendering to something greater than you. It's about surrendering to that galactic you. So while Mike is playing the opening piece, I want you to surrender to that galactic light, to that galactic essence of Sirius, and let your senses, let your consciousness reach up towards that profound truth of who you really are, where you truly come from, and where your true roots are, not the roots that you thought you had and that were giving you structure. But now it's the time to acknowledge where your true roots are. And so open yourself up. Take small, deep breaths. Even when you breathe in and breathe out, hold the breath in for a moment, then breathe out and hold it then for a moment. And with these moments of stillness, feel the radiance touching you as you're going to also receive a blessing that is coming all the way from the divine galactic masters of Sirius, from the Temple of Resurrection, to you directly to assist you in resurrecting you to a new form of existence. Mike, you can begin playing now.
Thank you.
Now, in this place of alignment, I want you to feel your feet on the earth. Feel your connection to the earth. After all, you came here to be a bridge between heaven and earth. But you've lived many lifetimes here, and you've forgotten what your true divine purpose is here on earth. And so you've taken on some of that heaviness that is connected to the human condition of being asleep. But that's not who you are. Become aware of your connection. Become aware of what it is that you have called your foundation, that you've used to define yourself. Your upbringing, that what you've been taught by the school system, by your parents, by your friends, all of the things in life that you've believed in and used to define yourself. Whether it is about the way you should start a family, the way you should secure your future, how to work, how to treat those around you. But most importantly in that, how to treat yourself. How have you been treating yourself? Has there been judgment of self because you could never live up to the expectations society put upon yourself? Even on your path as a light worker, have you managed to create scenarios, to create goals that you cannot possibly reach, just to continue judging yourself for not being good enough, for not being loved enough, for being all alone? And so in all of this, what we, the Hierarchy of Light, ask you to do, willing to let go, to be willing to release that foundation that you've grown up with, and to simply allow yourself to be without a title, without a label, without a definition for a moment. Can you do that? Can you let go of awe? And this time I'm asking you not to let go of awe to gain awe. This time I'm asking you to truly let go of awe to be empty, to be just for this moment not something, or to just not for this moment have a direction, to allow yourself to be without aim, to allow yourself to be without purpose. In the silence of just beingness, you can become out of beingness you become. But you can't become something if you're not willing to just be. To just be open. To just be free. Anything. This is a bridge that must be crossed at this time. When you shift from one consciousness level to another, from one form of existence to another, the only way you can cross that bridge is through your willingness to let go and to just be. Because if you desire so much to know your divine purpose, you're interfering with it. If you desire so much to become one of us again, to join your brethren in the higher realms, you're actually interfering with it. Because you wanting to become something indicates that you're not there yet. And so the willingness to just be open and to be empty will allow yourself to raise beyond the busy world of the lower frequencies, beyond duality, into a place of all oneness, where everything is possible. It is a moment when you can step into true potentiality. So I'm asking you, are you ready for that emptiness? Because your body is teaching you to create that sacred physical temper of emptiness to allow yourself to be filled up with that new consciousness, to allow yourself to give birth to the new you. Some call the new you the Adam Cadman. But don't even give yourself any title of who you're going to be. Just allow yourself to transform from one form of existence into the next. And there's that belief system, that transformation, that change has to be painful, painful. But that's an untruth. Change, transformation is only as painful as you want to hang on to the past or to the you that no longer is applicable, that no longer serves you. So I want you to take a moment and look back into the past. Look, child you were, or maybe still are in your heart. Look at how you've grown from how you used to be, how you've changed. And some of you might feel that you've grown tired, older, tired, not as flexible. But that's not true. Some of you might fear that through growing older, you've caught on physical restrictions that make it more painful to be you. But I want you now, in all of this memory of the past and who you are today, I want you to call, not just on the violet flame, but I want you to call on the ray of resurrection, on that beautiful golden red ray that is combining the consciousness of Lady Nada, nothingness, emptiness, and Sananda, the true essence of the Christ love and light, together, just like those two who complete each other, Let the ray of resurrection lift you up so that you can become one again with your true spiritual self. Today is not just about aligning yourself more closely with your spiritual self. It is raising yourself up to step across another threshold to become one with your divine self, all that is. And so feel yourself. So the alignment you've already created is in yourself and Sun and Sirius to lift yourself up out of your body, out of your crown, into the loving embrace of the Sun of the solar system. And you had the full moon present. And so as you align yourself with the Sun, feel the significance of the moon reflecting the full light, the full face of light, of the reflection of the Sun. And as you're cradled by the Sun, facing the beautiful moon, feel that light of the moon entering you at the same time. Feel the cradling of the divine masculine and the touch of the divine feminine that is embracing you at this time, holding you to your ear, that you are whole, that you are complete, that you are perfect just the way you are. And that all that judgment and all those limitations that have kept you in a place that no longer serves you can now be released in the loving embrace of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. You together are now creating the Holy Trinity, Father, Mother, God, coming, the third aspect of the child through sacred union. You are the product of the sacred union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And you're holding it within you too. And so acknowledge that as you have become or chosen to become an individuated self out of all that is, you've taken upon you to uphold the flame of change, of transformation. For that, you have to allow yourself to change. And not change through control, but change through allowing yourself to get touched once again by the higher essences of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, so that they can give forth their creative touch that enters you, touches your heart in a way that inspires you to become more of who you are than you were before, inspiring you to open your wings and to raise yourself up beyond the Sun, beyond the moon, further up, to explore new territories, to explore new horizons, to move beyond your comfort zone into the unknown of the galactic space that is your true home. Follow the calling of Sirius. Follow the calling of the blue ray that is bringing you to the ancient temple of resurrection on Sirius. It is here where you enter, where many other masters and beings of love and light have entered before. An ancient temple that is calling to you because it's time for you to resurrect out of limitation and conflict into your liberated self. To remember what life truly is about. It is not about hardship. It is about joy and love and the expression thereof. But that starts with you allowing yourself to be that vessel of love and joy yourself, to allow yourself to receive love and joy so that it can fill you up and make you an instrument of resurrection that has the power to bring about change. That starts with your own life. So feel the calling of the flame of resurrection within this temple. And you're being greeted by Lady Nada and Sananda themselves. They've been waiting for you. Because at this time that the portal of the Lion's Gate is wide open, it is your time to shine. It is your time to liberate yourself. It is your time to be touched by the divine in ways you haven't allowed yourself to yet. So as you are in the most inner sanctuary of the Temple of Resurrection, Lady Nada touches you. And when she touches you, she doesn't just touch your heart or your light body. She touches something within you that brings back the memory of who you were prior to incarnating into human form. It brings back in the emptiness and stillness of her touch the memory of your true divine purpose, of why it is that you chose to come to Earth. Many of you, early at this time, feel the heaviness of Earth life. But there is something deeper, a deeper calling within you, and it is time to open yourself up, this all your strength and all your courage and all your might to that most inner part of yourself, because it is so needed, not only in your own life, but in the collective life of humanity. Remember who you are. Remember your true values of love and compassion. Your true values of why you've chosen to come to Earth. This was not a sacrifice. Release that idea that you were left behind and that all of this is a great sacrifice. There was a deeper, more important purpose for you to come to Earth. A purpose that once you open yourself up to it, it can become your beacon of hope, of empowerment, of love, the beacon that will give you the strength, no matter what, to believe in yourself, to believe in something greater than that what you're witnessing at this time in your human form. It allows you to look beyond the masks, beyond the layers that are being shown to you in your daily life, and to see what is underneath those layers, what is underneath those masks, what is underneath the words that might hurt you. What is underneath that? What is at the core of creation itself. Go if you need to escape from here. To hang on that this life is too hard and open yourself up to that beacon. That now, as Sananda is stepping forward, is reactivating within you. To remember the powerful light, the powerful vibration of love, the tool of empowerment yourself that you are. And it starts with your own self. Receive the true consciousness, parent, that is your root, that is your origin, that gave birth to you. Open yourself up to that consciousness that is your true you. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to be once again cradled by that consciousness that is you. That is your true essence. That is your true divine purpose. There's a sound with it, a smell with it, the color that comes with this. It's who you are. And while you are here, on Sirius, in connection with that consciousness that is your true essence, you can feel that every cell of your light body, every cell of the physical body you left behind is touched, is being illuminated, is being transformed. Because that beacon that is activated within you, to you loud and clear, not so much in words, but so in inner knowing. Remember your true divine roots, your true divine origin, your true divine purpose. Remember. Remember. And as you remember, I ask you, Mike, to play another small piece to allow the support of remembrance and expansion. Go ahead. Thank you. And with that connection, allow yourself now to flow this true divine purpose that you are, that pure consciousness that you are. Allow this now to flow back all the way to your physical self. And Sananda and Lady Nada are going to very much support you in the next few weeks, because there are going to be a lot of changes that will occur. Now that you're safe, you're very much loved. And so let yourself flow back into your physical body. Yourself feel your connection to the earth. But now that this connection to the earth is very different from how it was before, and allow it to be different. Allow yourself to be different. Don't get nervous when you feel moments of detachment. It is not that you have become cold-hearted or no longer are compassionate. It is simply that there's a process that is going on internally within you, a process of transformation that is necessary, that is calling you away from the outer into your inner world. Allow that to happen. Also, be very much aware that through these inner processes that are taking place now, not only in preparation to the upcoming full solar eclipse, but in preparation for many planetary alignments and alignments of stars that are going to take place in the next few weeks and months, but in general, because now is the time for continued awakening here on Earth. And you are leaders in your own right. You're the pioneers. You're the ones at the front that are treading the path so others can follow. To yourself, nurture your physical self. Take your time. Don't become frustrated when your body is creating roadblocks that force you into quietude. Don't become upset when life is creating a detour again, forcing you to quietude, to slow down. On a higher level right now, you're so busy as a light worker, assisting in the transformational process that is taking place on Earth. We ask you to allow yourself to slow down in many of your other life situations, because it is necessary. So slow down, watch your body speaking to you, support your nervous system, support your muscular system, because you are going to continue to download higher frequencies of love and light, not only for your own transformational process, but for the transformational process here on Earth in the next 2 weeks and months. You're very much needed, and your true divine purpose is very much needed. Trust that that beacon is activated within yourself. Trust that you will see life differently with the support of this beacon that is the connection to your true mother, father consciousness that was the part of you that gave birth to your form, to your physical you. Trust it and have faith that it took you safely from one consciousness level to the next. These are very, very turbulent times on Earth. That is true. But I ask you to do your best to not get caught in the dramas that are being presented to you, whether that is the drama within your own family or even on a more global level. Do your best to not get caught in the fear of the future, in the fear of war, in the fear of climate change and the fear of destruction of humanity. Don't focus on that fear. Focus on love. Focus and trust and faith that no matter what happens, you shall be provided for, and your work is to bring more love and light into the world. More fear. So when the fear comes up within you, use the violet flame of transformation. Use your connection to that beacon of love and light that is activated within you. And do all you can to not get caught in these influences that want to make you believe that there's no future, that there's no tomorrow, that there's only separation, hatred, anger. That is untruth. Do not buy into it. Remind yourself of the true values that you carry within you and live them. Don't become complacent and live someone else's values, because it's so much easier to go with the flow of entering into the numbness of being disconnected instead of the strength and courage that it takes every day to uphold your values and to uphold yourself to the true standards of a light worker. Remind yourself over and over again what those standards are that you choose as your own higher truth. Now that we will be with you, we will work with you and through you continuously in the days ahead. Now that being said, that will complete everything that I wanted to share with you for tonight. Now that the download you received certainly will continue to work on you for the next 24 to 48 hours, so allow that to happen. Don't be surprised of increased psychic visions, so that is during your sleep. This is the time to be open to a greater influence of your spiritual self on your physical self. Use the visions that are being given to you not simply as something that should bring up fear in you, but look deeper in the message of the tension or of the belief systems that you might still be hanging on to that no longer serve you. Now that being said, Mike, could you give out the phone number one more time in case someone does want to call in?
I get it. For anybody who wants to call in to the show, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we have our first caller.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Kate, you're on with St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Oh, I'm so grateful to be on. It's such an opportunity. Thank you. I have just a question for some guidance on a just painful, intimate experience that I had with my partner. And I trust that it serves my highest good, but I have not been able to let my mind be still with the why did this happen.
One of the biggest lessons that many of you light workers are going through at this time is to let go of the why. To always look for a reason and a why, and to just allow yourself to be touched by the darkness without taking on the darkness. To allow yourself to be touched by separation without taking on separation. To allow yourself to be dipping into the pool of the darkness of fear.
Sorry.
Go ahead. To be allowed to be touched by the consciousness of fear without participating in it. Does that make sense at all?
It does.
Because consider what is going on, especially in this country right now. there's so such an overload on values that aren't the true values of the American people, that aren't the true values of humanity. And so it is so easy to project these values because you hear them and you feel them so closely to you because you're so sensitive to project them into your surroundings. The key is, and remember I said, all of you are pioneers treading a path so others can follow it. The idea is that you dip yourself into the darkness and not get caught in it. Stay in the light. Stay in that lion's energy so that you can show that it is possible not to get put out of light into separation if you so choose.
I hear you. Thank you for sharing that. I know the why doesn't lead me into productive places. I guess having such a painful moment in an intimate sexual experience is knocked me off center.
And remember also what sacred union is all about. And considering that the Lion's Gate tonight is about the sacred union of spirit and your human self, that can be a blissful and almost orgasmic experience. For some, it is even an orgasmic experience. There is the fear of the human self, of this sacred union. And so on a lower level, it will create similar situations to show you that it's not safe to open up to such intensity, to such love, to such light, to such beauty. And so the key is for you to not buy into that illusion of your human self, but to raise yourself up and to state to yourself, you've experienced this long enough, you're now ready and choose a different experience. And to step out of it with that vibration of gratitude that you're still who you are, you're still that beautiful, divine, powerful being, and you call on that beacon of light that's in you to guide you further along your own path, to let it not hold you back, and observe how long something would have crushed you in the past and how much faster you actually are going into a rebound, going back into the direction of who you, Kate, a beacon of love and light, truly are about.
Thank you.
And I'm with you always, Kate. Blessings to you.
Blessings. My gratitude. Thank you.
All right. Leela, you're on with St. Germain.
Thank you so very much.
Go right ahead, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Greetings to you, St. Germain, and greetings to Brigitte. And just thank you so very much. This message has it just hit home at such a personal level that I felt I was having a personal session.
Good.
Thank you so very much. It's a broadcast that it's one of the broadcasts I'm just going to listen to over and over again. It's so on point, and just it means so very much to me. And I feel that, and to others as well. I feel that others sort of have the same feeling too. And I just want to say thank you for it. Thank you for being with us always, and for the tremendous work that you're doing for humankind. I just don't have enough words of gratitude to you and love.
Thank you, my dear. Just always recognize, though, that what you see in Brigitte as well as myself is also within you. And you make a tremendous difference in the world. You are such a beacon of love and light. And you are assisting in upholding the balance between light and darkness. And we know how lonely it sometimes can get for you. We know that. And we are with you. And you know, as much as I'm telling you and reminding you again, that out of the loneliness comes another level of all oneness, a consciousness expansion into the experience of an all oneness that is needed to be anchored here on Earth at this time. So celebrate these moments of loneliness as an opportunity for greater wisdom and growth and opening of who you are. And know that everything you've done up to this point never has been a mistake, never has been a failure, has one step after another of success, and that we asked you to continue on your path as it is more important than you even begin to realize at this time.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
I love you.
And I love you. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, Diane, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. This is Greetings, Diane.
Greetings, my dear. It is so good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to just touch base. You know what I'm going through. Brigitte does
yes.
too, so does Mike. And it's been an emotional roller coaster. It has been hard to prevent tears from flowing, just like they're just doing right now. I've been purging so much of my life and getting ready for this move. And I can't tell you how much I am purging tears as well, and not even quite being able to identify. So I know that it's got to be something more on a global level and more collective basis. But I guess I'm calling because I just want to get a little like information about why it's such an emotional, just constant. I mean, it's just constant.
It,
so
it is the most emotional challenge for humanity to let go of the old and open up to the new. It is exactly what I talked about, the bridge of emptiness that many are very afraid of. And so what you're going through, pioneer, as someone who treads the path so others can follow, it is so much more of a challenge because there aren't many that have been willing to consciously and through choice let go the way you let go. See, in the past, many have been going through emptying themselves like you have, but it has been through a forced situation, much more forced than you've been in, but through a fire or through illness or through something that forced them to release something in a very fast and very painful way. Now, for you, even though you fear that you were kind of pushed into the situation, it is slower, it is more conscious, it is with more awareness. And many of you are going through changes right now in a way that is more through conscious choice and through becoming very clear about every step that you take in between. And also realize by being part of Sanat Kumara and Lady Venus, the planetary logos, you very much have chosen, and some of you have chosen to embody the Earth to a much greater extent right now. And on days like today, the day when humanity is asked to open themselves up more to their spiritual self and to have the courage to let go of this concept of separation, it brings tears up for you because the tears allow to release, these are not your tears, but the tears of humanity, allowing yourself as an extension of the embodiment of Earth, allowing you and many of you to release some of that heaviness that has been holding humanity back, to open up to this greater vibration of love and light. Look around. Look at what is happening in the world. There is this battle between making humanity believe that there's only very horrible things happening, like fake news and like an infiltration of those who are different in color and race into that what is pure. And then you look at situations such as in Africa, where there is elections going on, where there are liberations going on in places that haven't experienced that in a long time. So you are feeling the tumultuous times that always are happening at this time of great shift for the whole world. And all of you are feeling this. And what this means is there is a form of tumultuous feelings coming up within you too, wanting to be released. And because it is in the human nature to wanting to give it a label, to wanting to put it into a package, you want to grab something that you cannot grab, and that can be frustrating. So here you are asked, similar to what I said to Kate, to not try to ask so much for the why, but to release of the control even further and to just allow the feelings to come up and to bubble away. And the same with your situation in your life, to allow it to show itself to you in an appropriate time. And yes, you would like to know, you would like to have more of a plan, but this is the time where the mystic, such as yourself, has to walk blindfolded in a total place of trust and faith, in the knowing that the beacon of love and light that is within you, Christ beacon within you, is not going to mislead you. It is going to take you into a very new form of existence. And to reach that new form of existence, you have to let go. You have to let go. So allow the tears to flow. Don't try to figure out the why. Don't try to even create a story to it. Just allow the tears to flow. Reach up to Sanat Kumara and Lady Venus. Reach up to us and allow yourself to be cradled through this time of change. And don't force these blinders. Don't force them off. Any of you who want to go through this need to see and try to force to rip these blinders off, remember the concept of the butterfly. When a butterfly is a caterpillar and starts to break out of the cocoon, if you help in the breaking open of the cocoon, you will stop the transformational process that the butterfly must go through to gain strength and to gain its true form. And it will die if you break open the cocoon too soon. And so I'm telling you, and I'm telling all of you light workers who want to rip these blinders off, don't rush. Allow this flexing, this expansion, this contraction to happen. It will actually start happening more frequently in the next few weeks. Don't interfere with it. It's part of the transformational process that must take place right now to create that new, beautiful you that you are creating down the road. So just know that all of this is a process, an answer to your prayers, because you have chosen to live your divine purpose, to live your divine plan now on earth. So trust it and have faith that all of this is part of the process. And this is a message for all of you who are listening. No exception. Trust and faith. You've all asked to live your divine purpose. You've all asked to live, to anchor your divine plan here on earth. Don't disrupt the process. It is happening. You are transforming into this beautiful being of love and light, this liberated being that is the you, the true you. Don't interfere with the process. Take a deep breath. Allow the tears to flow. Allow your heart to feel broken in the knowing that as you allow it to feel broken, a more stronger heart will grow out of it. Allow yourself to feel the loneliness, so out of the loneliness, a more profound all-oneness is created. Allow the darkness to be there out of which a new light is being born. Don't judge it. Don't reject it. Allow it to just be. Allow yourself to just be.
Thank you. I needed that. I just needed that. You know, obviously, you know a lot about my life, and you've been incredibly helpful. I appreciate you and Brigitte and your support and your love, and just knowing that I have to lean into the fear and be patient is part of the journey, and I get it. But, you know, being human is tough. But it's not
certainly
supposed to be, you know.
I'm just
hoping,
remember,
that the next half is going to be better. Because
but remember, even the fact that you called in and you asked this question, I was able to bring an answer that many needed to hear at this time. So it's never just about you. It's always about you as a bridge to help many.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank
you. Blessings to you, my dear. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. We're all set.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Mark, for having you back on board, too. I am Saint Germain, and now, again, I can only repeat, these times are certainly trying times because of the intensity of transformation. Let yourself be carried by us. Let yourself be carried by your divine I am presence. Have trust and faith. You're not failing. Everything is happening according to a greater plan. Also honor your physical body. The integration of these new frequencies of love and light are not easy for your body. Take your time, nurture yourself, and love yourself for who you are. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. On an auspicious day, as the Lionsgate portal has opened, and we are just going to continue because in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the full solar eclipse here in the United States of America going right in its path diagonally across America. So, you know, it's going to be a heck of an experience for all of us. So, as Saint Germain said, be good to yourself, be kind to yourself, nurture yourself, and by all means, take your time. And with that, Mark, Mike, this is all I have to say for tonight.
Yeah, better late than never, I guess. You mean the show's not next Tuesday?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I did send the Deeksha blessing out during the music, because by the time I dialed in, I heard Mike playing the first set of music. So I did send the blessing out to everybody. So and of course, that'll be available through the replays too.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Sorry for giving you a heart attack, Mike.
Well, good thing you showed me how to operate this.
And thank you, Mike, for helping with the opening, and the music was amazing. Thank you. Thank you both. It's always a pleasure to do the radio show with the two of you.
Well, I actually screwed up the opening, but no problem.
All right. Very good. Cool. Out, everyone. Good night.
Good night. I'll go ahead and I'll shut the show down, Mike. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Good night.
Yeah.